relationship problem?
Yeah.
Let the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show screw it up.
This is
Free Therapy.
Hey, Haley.
Hey, what's up? How's it going?
Pretty good. So what is the issue you find yourself in?
I'm in a little bit of a situation. So I'm 30 and I'm single right now.
Okay.
And I've pretty much dated all the guys that there are to date. But, you know, none of my relationships have ever blossomed to anything further, obviously, because
okay.
I'm single right now.
Same.
So I'm kind of at the point in my life where I'm just like, I've sworn off men. Like, I don't want to keep dating anymore or anything, but I do still want a family, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So pretty much back in high school, I had a best friend who was a guy, and we both made like one of those stupid, silly pacts where you're like, oh, if we're still single when we're 30, we'll just marry each other, you know?
Yeah.
Well, never thought it would happen, but here we are. We're both 30. We're both single, and he actually called me the other day and brought up the pact.
No!
I know, yeah, so I think that he's still serious about it, and I'm not sure what to do because I'm not, like, in love with him or anything, but I do care about him a lot, so I don't know if I could, like, fall in love or if this is just, like, a stupid high school thing that we did. Or
oh, my gosh. That's almost like an arranged marriage. You're friendly with him, obviously,
like,
right?
Have you been talking to him all these years?
Yeah. Okay. Like, we were best friends in high school, so we've been in touch, like, on and off since. So it's not just like he reached out completely out of the blue after
right.
not talking for a decade.
I was going to say, that would be creepy.
So I just don't know really what to do.
So you're considering it?
I am a little bit, just because, I mean, you know, I know he's a good guy.
Can I ask, and if it's too personal, just tell me so. Have you guys seen each other without clothes on?
No, we actually haven't.
Okay. All right. Well, I tell you what, we're getting a ton of text messages in already at 502-571-9970. So,
yeah.
Greg says, just have babies. Okay, great.
Katie said, date him and see what happens.
Cameron texted in and said, shouldn't have made the pact, but now you have to honor it.
Oh,
wow.
See, a lot of people are like, they should just date and see what happens. I don't think she wants to do that.
Yeah, I think
she's done with dating. I think she wants to get married and have a family. And
but you want to do that with someone that you're 100% totally like,
but I get it.
All in with.
There's been times where like, I'm over it. You know what I mean? You're just like, you're over it.
I feel you, girl.
It's hard.
I feel you. 502-571-9970, Facebook, Twitter, @ Ben and Kelly Show.